not a neurosurgeon.
No, thanks. I'm in a toast mood.
Salem's filling out a questionnaire for his high school reunion. Apparently, it's a work of fiction.
I perform lobotomies in the off-season when I'm not playing free safety for the Dallas Cowboys. You left out the part where you sit around and scratch your butt.
This reunion's gonna be great. Seeing all my old cronies, pretending I know about the brain.
How are you going to explain the fact that you now have four legs, pointy ears, and a furry belly, Mr. Convicted Felon?
I got it all figured out. No one will care that I slipped up playing the morality game as long as I walk into that reunion with a gorgeous trophy on my arm.
Allow me.
I meant Susan Anton.
As newspaper editor, so I need a lead story that's explosive, that's exclusive, something that's front page material.
Well, I'm willing to give you an inside scoop on the football team. I made the first string of people who are up for the first string.
Congratulations, but what I really need is a war. Hey, what are you doing?
I did a kiss me spell. It's a fast and easy way to make mortal friends.
Yeah, if you want to be called fast and easy.
Ms. Editor, have we got a headline yet?
Oh, my. A public display of affection, although never practiced in my family, is healthy. Tell no one. See, in the mortal realm, making friends takes time.
That girl's got lots of friends.
Miss Spellman? Miss New Girl, loitering in the hallway, loitering next to Miss Spellman. You know, I should get these detention slips printed up with your letterhead.
A mouth block pen? Where'd you get that?
At the none of your business store. I'm cruising to find a date for the reunion. The babes love a sports car.
They particularly like one they can fit in.
You know nothing about women.
I don't get it. My doctor says I'm anemic, but I've been eating all this red meat.
It's more like blue-gray meat.
Is it just me, or has the cafeteria food gotten worse this year?
It's not just you. So what do you think about this for my front page? It's completely blank, except for the headline, which reads, "No news is good news."
Of course, if you decide to go with the me maybe making first string story, I'll be available for photos.
I'll have my people call your people. Should we sweat like that? Hey, what happened?
I'm not really hurt, but look at all the friends I've got. And I might even get handicapped parking.
Dreamer, there's more to life than getting into 7-Eleven before everyone else. Sorry, I should have zapped in a pillow. Wow, nice running shoes. And pricey.
The better to chase you with, my dear. No gum chewing. Heel toe.
What does this look like to you?
Drain clog.
Ooh, bad toupee. This is what Harvey was eating for lunch today.
You're never having dinner at the Kinkles again.
Come on, we've got to get to our witch watch workshop. Whitey?
We just found out from the witches' council that we have to be trained and licensed to run the clock shop.
Yeah. Good luck, and try not to come home while I'm throwing my huge party.
Very funny. While we're gone, will you keep an eye on Salem?
Why? He's a grown cat.
Well, he's having trouble finding a date for this reunion, and I think it's depressing him.
Ow! I feel good. Man-a-na-na-na-na.
Salem, are you okay?
I was fine until you stepped on my nanas. I have six dates for tonight.
Driving the prison van does not constitute a date.
No, I put an ad in the other realm, personals. I'm meeting six ladies, and I have to decide which one is going to be Salem's arm candy for the reunion. Okay. We didn't have any iced tea.
Is that a purse?
It's European. Get some culture.
Mrs. Quick, I've got a story for the front page.
I'm all ears, Sabrina.
Day after day, I watch my boyfriend eat massive quantities of so-called red meat from the cafeteria.
I know you're young and in love, but give me a headline I can use.
Cafeteria game. I suspect there's no ham in the burger, no meat in the loaf, and no sloppy in the gel. Well, you know what I mean.
A meat scandal.
Perfect. We'll blow the lid off this school.
Right up to the pep rally.
Just as I suspected, there is no meat in this Salisbury steak. But there is a family of paramecia, and even they're gagging.
I have my lunch back.
Sabrina, remember how you were looking for the perfect lead to break your lunchroom story?
Yeah?
I've got it, baby.
Don't run. Ooh, I can see the headlines now. Kraft gets chair.
Open your eyes, girl. He's only a civil servant, and there ain't no budget for a Chippendale settee.
So if the school money isn't going to buy meat, then it must be going to... Mr. Kraft.
Be my friend. Be my friend. I have a pull.
Salem, I'm checking on you like I promised my aunts. Forget my name. I've joined the French Foreign Legion. Love, Salem?
Oh, I overpacked my pack.
I'm really busy at school, so if you're going to run off to Algeria, wait until my aunts come home.
I can't find a date for the reunion.
So? You'll go stag. I'm sure you can pick up some neglected wife at the bar.
You can't cheer me up, Sabrina. There's something you don't know. I wasn't always the stud muffin I am today.
I was a high school nerd.
Do the diddly-doop, diddly-doop, and I'll tell you all about it.
Billy Ludo, you let me down.
Salem is a weenie, we hung him by his... Salem is a weenie.
Oh, the flashbacks.
Wow, the first time you seem so vulnerable.
I so wanted to go back to school a winner.
But Salem, you are a winner. You've got... Well, there's... What about... Okay, you know what, Salem? I promise I will find you a date for the reunion.
A trophy date.
You know, sometimes it's hard to make new friends. Maybe you have an ex-girlfriend you want to take with you to the reunion.
Great idea. I had a million of them.
Oh, yeah, that's why your little black book is practically the size of the New York phone book. See, what about Sarah Phillips?
I'd love to go with her. She was always so sweet, so warm, so nurturing. So desperate for commitment. Not to be picky, but how about someone for whom dating doesn't constitute adultery?
Well, I don't know how to make out her last name, but what about Hallie?
Yeah, she was drop-dead gorgeous. I wonder why we ever broke up.
Hey, Salem.
Now I remember. Halitosis. Her breath could start the windmill on an old Dutch painting.
Well, I really have to get back to school and crack the Mr. Kraft case. Because Salem needs a date really fast, send him someone he truly loved from the past. From your Harold and Maude face?
Oh, don't be sick. She's a lady who was handing out fish yesterday.
Well, I'll find you a date as soon as I get back from school.
Got any trout on you?
Oh, I'm so glad we got into Father Time's workshop. It's supposed to be very intellectual.
I know. He's going to teach us to be the clock.
Trust me, you'll be glad you stuck it out.
Oh, yeah. I'm really glad we stuck it out.
There's got to be some proof he's funneling the money.
Yeah, some kind of an invoice or a phone message or a pacifier. Oh, the horror!
Hey, what are you doing?
Mr. Kraft! We just wanted to show you Mrs. Quick's new camera. Show him, Mrs. Quick. Okay, well, we'll see you on the way down. I mean, later.
Hey, Sabrina, I read that pets are the best way to meet people.
I love your kitty.
It's working.
Okay, where's my $50?
She talks?
And if you want her to stop, it's $50.
I'm sorry. She was supposed to keep her furry mouth shut. She only thinks about herself.
Really, that's self-centered? Is she single?
You want to set me up with this pinhead?
Somebody's cranky because they got hit in the face with a frying pan.
Oh, I must have entered a wit-free zone.
What a disaster.
What a woman! You graduated from Other Realm High the year before me?
Wait a minute.
Juliet Jingleheimer? The prom queen?
In person, so to speak.
Salem, why don't you tell Juliet about some of your hobbies?
I can strut my own stuff. I like fish.
So you're working on the homework I assigned you?
Yep, the Craft True Confessions potion is brewing.
Great, now tomorrow you'll slip him the Mickey, and then he'll confess the whole thing, and I'll have my story.
And there's no way we could get arrested for this?
There's no way I could be arrested for this.
Come on, Juliet, we have to get home.
Wait! Juliet, I know we haven't known each other very long. I was wondering if I... would you come with me to my reunion?
Why not?
Bye.
Glory be! I have a date, and not just any date. She's the coolest gal from Other Realm High.
And you owe it all to me.
Exactly. And that's why I'm going to warn you that I'm about to sing Lady.
So you gave Mr. Kraft the potion?
Yes, I slipped it in his VHS.
Great, so he's ready to confess, and he's met his daily vegetable requirement. Here he is, let's get him. Mr. Kraft, is there anything you'd like to confess about the meat in the cafeteria?
Pardon me.
Let me guess. You put the confession potion together in one big horse pill?
How'd you know? Go make some more friends.
Sabrina! News. I've been contacted by a secret informant. This person works in the cafeteria and goes by the name of Sore Throat.
That's great. When and where can we meet him?
Tonight, in the cafeteria. Mr. Kraft will rue the day he ever... Did the bell ring?
About 10 seconds ago.
Shoot!
Salem, what are you holding? And it better not be another subpoena.
It's a letter from my Lydia, Juliet. She's crazy about me.
Salem, remember to get my kidney pate? Well, I guess for a cat, that's romantic.
It's not what she said, but that she took the time to say it.
Man, you got it bad.
Behold the manifestation of my affection.
SS was J squiggly line?
My affection is endless, but my nails are not.
Hello, honey. Is there any particular reason you two are dressed like the Ricola man? Oh, dear Lord, we were in such a hurry to get out of there, we left on our lederhosen. They're deceptively comfortable.
Oh, a corsage. Anything for my dear Juliet. Ciao, Bella. This kitten is smitten.
I found Salem a date for the reunion.
Way to go, honey. You didn't pay anyone, did you?
Hey, she can spend her allowance any way that she likes.
Let's get this business license in the toaster.
What's that?
We spent the day in a clock, and we developed a low-grade tick.
Okay, I'm just gonna nod and pretend to understand. Okay, close your eyes.
Thanks, Sabrina. Wait till that rotten Billy Ludo sees me walk into that reunion with the prom queen on my arm. Juliet, mi amor.
Open up. So, just out of curiosity, why was Juliet turned into a cat?
I only tried to take over the world. She tried to take over the universe. Man, is she hot.
Mr. Saberhagen, your limo awaits. And yes, you have to tip.
You should know I plan to play the radio very loud. Thanks for bringing me, Juliet. I'm in love.
They grew up so fast.
Sabrina, I'm glad I found you. Sore throat postponed. Apparently he has a... sore throat.
Dang, done in by irony.
I gotta go. He asked me to leave some lozenges in a brown paper bag on a bench in the park.
Hey, Dreamo! What are you doing here?
I joined the club. But it's only filled with parents and teachers.
Yeah, the PTA's funny that way. So was Juliet excited about going to the reunion?
Oh, yeah. She said she can't wait to run into this guy that she had a huge crush on in high school.
So she didn't go because she likes Salem?
She likes that he's giving her a ride.
Poor Salem.
So basically, the girl you picked for Salem is just using him.
That's one way to put it. Why did you tell me Juliet was so awful?
You matter.
All right, let's not overreact. Salem will survive. He'll see the potato bar and all will be well.
Sure, he's thought he was in love before and not just with himself.
Hello?
I'm calling from Other Realm Vegas about Mr. Saberhagen's wedding.
No! Salem's gonna propose to Juliet.
Okay, no matter what food they serve there, I think he's gonna be crushed.
Poor Salem, he's gonna humiliate himself more than usual.
Well, we've gotta stop it anyway.
But if we don't get there in time, I think we should all blame Dreama. What's going on?
Security. What's that ticking?
Her.
Look, either you're strapped to some kind of explosive device or you're just ticked off. Either way, I can't let you through.
It's not like we're flying to Israel.
Well, you two go. Salem can't wait.
I'm guessing a hijacking joke wouldn't be funny to you.
Wow. Is that Becky Barnes? She's lost a lot of weight.
Jerk. He's not coming.
Oh, are you looking for the waiter? I'll get him.
No thanks. If I need something, I'll make you get it.
I love your fire. Juliet, there's something I've been dying to ask you. I feel when life hands you something wonderful, you should grab it.
Hey, you're not gonna touch me, are you?
Okay, here it goes. Juliet, will you...
Salem, there you are. I thought I might find you here. We need to talk.
Let me start. Go away.
Come on, Juliet. You have cat litter on your back paws.
No, white fur shows everything.
Sabrina, this night rocks. We sip champagne in the limo.
Salem, there's something I need to tell you.
We tango cheek to cheek.
It's maybe hard to say, but cats can tango? Wait a minute. Salem, Juliet only came with you so she could see some other guy.
Her brother?
So if there's a question you were gonna pop, you might want to save it for another girl.
I only have one question. How could I be so stupid? Oh.
Come on, Salem, let me take you home. We can stop by the potato bar.
Real bacon bits might help me forget.
Salem Saberhagen.
Yeah? Billy Luto.
Well, look who's doing time in a kitty suit. Did world domination plans fall through?
You want me to level the playing field and turn him into a mouse? A very slow mouse?
Thanks, but I can defend myself. I'm not the high school nerd I used to be.
Nice tux.
Stop it!
So what have I been up to? Well, I'm rich, I'm married, and my bathroom is not in the kitchen.
I mean it! Quit!
Boy, I haven't given a wedgie in decades. I hope you're wearing little BVDs under that cummerbund.
Hey, leave him alone. At least Salem had real dreams. Sure, they were bereft of ethics or even a real plan, but he had the guts to try. This cat is more of a man than you'll ever be. You're nothing but a big bully. Bully Ludo.
Yes.
Cute couple. Maybe you'd like a wedgie built for two.
Okay, I'm done being brave. Sabrina!
Look who's hanging by their heenie now.
Thank you, Juliet. I knew you loved me.
Love you? I don't love you. I just can't stand him. I liked him all junior year. Nothing. And unrequited love makes me cranky.
Come on. You like me just a little.
I wish I could roll my eyes.
Well, you like me better than him.
I like a canker sore better than him.
Yes!
Work in the other realm. Thanks for meeting us here, sore throat. You want to come closer?
No. I'm a little nervous about this whole thing.
Don't be. This is completely confidential, except for what we publish in the paper.
Yeah, so just relax and tell us everything you know, and remember, it's for the good of the school.
All right. Well, I keep seeing strange things. This girl is wearing one outfit, and suddenly, she's wearing a different outfit.
Okay, well, I think we got everything we need.
The same girl is on crutches, and the crutches disappear. There's a talking cat, and... I can't take it anymore.
Do you know what this means?
Yep, no corroboration, no story.
No, this is paranormal. This is worthy of network TV. This is bigger than meat.
Oh, pshaw, the kids obviously starve for attention.
Aren't we all?
And besides, I've decided to go with another story. Kinkle might make first string. Gotta go.
So how did it go? Did Sir Arthur cough it up?
He hawked something ugly up. We gotta get out of here.
So you never pinned anything on Mr. Kraft, huh?
No, I can't believe he wasn't dirty dealing.
No, come on, you're being unreasonable. We can work this out. Not the settee. Where am I going to take my naps?
You told us it was T-bones.
Yeah.
You never said it was school meat.
No.